Okay, let's get into Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the last daf here in the eighth parak of Maseches Chulin in Parak Kol Habasar, which we started way back, if you're a member, on Daf Kuf Gimel, where we went from Gid Hanasha to issues of Basav Chalav in this parak, and we first finish up some issues of Basav Chalav, and then we get into some other Isurim at the end of our parak. Says the Gemara, third wide line on Kuf Tez Zayin Amabes. Amar Bichia Bar Abba, Amar Biyochanan. So the last mishnah that we were discussing was the keva. The keva, which is the enzymes inside one of the stomachs of the animal that helps turn milk into cheese. And the question is there issues of basav chalav there? What if I use the keva of an avela? Is there issues of tarfus? So that's what the Gemara here is summarizing. Amar Bichia Bar Abba, Amar Biyochanan. Ma'midin bekebas nevelos, vein ma'midin bekebas shchitas ovekochavim. One is allowed to be ma'amid and help the milk turned into cheese in the keva, with the rennet of a nevela, but a kosher animal that died without shchita, but not in a keva of a goy, a shchita, of a gochavim. So I'm a lafan ever bishimin bar abba, keman, kriyab Eliezer. So who is that considered? Why would Ovid Koshchidas of a gochavim be any worse than Kevas Nevela? They're both not allowed to eat. So why? Because it's being Choshis for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Amar Stam Machsheves Ovid Kochavim Labodes Kochavim. The Stam Shchita of an Ovid Kochavim is L'shem Ovid Kochavim. Right? We have this way back in the first parak when we discussed Halachas of Shchita. So is that why a Keva of an Ovid Kochavim, the Shchidas of a Kochavim would be worse? Because that would already be Aser B'hana. So Amalei El Kaman. Yes, who else would it be like? Of course, that must be the basis for the chilek between Nevela and Avodah Zarah. So Kiyasa Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ma'amidin, Bein Bekebas Nevela, Bein Bekebas Shchitas, Ovik Achavim. Shelo Lachosh L'Dev Rav Eliezer. Or the second version, but Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak says that Rav Yochanan said that no, we don't have to be Choshish for the Shita of Rav Eliezer. The Hilchasa, Ein Ma'amidin Bar Kebas Nevela, Av Ma'amidin Bar Kebas Nevela, the halacha is that you cannot put it in the or kevas nevela, right? That is the actual stomach of the animal, as we said, putting a piece of the meat into the milk. So that is not allowed. Ein ma'amidin ba'or kevas nevela. But the rennet of both of them would be mutter. Why? The question about the girsa here, pick of the side, it says that Rashi takes out the next two lines. If you look in the, Rashi on the madam, Bamidim Bamba Kevas Nevela, the last line, why would it be mutter? Delav migufahu elakanas bimeyeha. We assume it's not, really part of the animal. It's just kanus. It's gathered in. Again, the girsa that we have. Ubekebas ksheira shiakam and aksheira. Vakajing ubekebas ksheira shiakam and aksheira. Maitaima chalav machunas pa. Pirsha ba'almahu, as we said last time, when we discussed that the treifa shiakam and aksheira and vice versa. Okay, that finishes up the discussion of keva, which we had. Remember the last stop, we had the important yisodos, relating to issues, a couple of yisodos from the keva discussion relating to the Isra Basav Achalav. Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment in the Chuvas in Simon Rei Zayin, where he discusses that Eim Avatlan is Lachachila doesn't apply in the normal sense in Basav Achalav, because it's not really usser until you mix it in, and when you, even though it's only usser, Mishum, once it's no Seitam, and we discussed, according to that svara, you have to figure out why you just can't put in a little bit of less than buttermilk, but he based that on the Tosfos and the Russian Maseches Nida. That was one yisod, and we also discussed the yisod of Rav Shlomo Zalman about min bamino. Min bamino is only when it's nikar meikaro, dumya de par v'seir. Those are two of the yisodas that we had on the last daf. So now we get into the last mishnah here in Parak Kol Habasar. Chomer ba chelev mi badam. V'chomer badam mi bachelev. Right, comparing two of the yisurim that have come up throughout the parak. It will relate later to other topics, but the mission compares the isra of chelev, non-kosher fats, and the isra of dam. There's a chumra by each one. Chomer by chelev, the chumra of chelev over dam, shachelev mo'alinbo. There is an isra of me'ila when it comes to when it comes to chaylev, v'chayav en olam, mishum pigol, v'nosar, v'tameh. And one is chayev for chaylev, for pigol, nosar, and tameh. Meaning there's isser chalal isser. Not if I eat chaylev and pigol, so it's chaylev that is also subject to pigol. And nosar, and tameh, v'sheikin b'dam. Dam, as the Gemara will get into, limudim, dam is not subject to mi'ilah. A couple of horses the Gemara is going to give, and is not subject to pigol, nosar, and tameh. The Gemara will explain each of these. V'chomer badam, and the isser of dam is more chomer than chalef, shahadam noeg bibehema v'chaya v'of. Dam applies to all types of animals. Behema chaya and of. Bein b'tmeim, bein b'tahorim. Kosher or not kosher. The isser of dam is across the board. V'chalef eino noeg ela bibehema tahora bilvad. Only by a kosher behema, that is the only isser chalef, but other than that, there is no separate isser of chalef. There's isser of not kosher. There's no separate isser of chalef. Good. There is a discussion of in the Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Ches on this line where the Gemara discusses, once we're talking about the isser of dam, the Gemara discusses, we discussed this a little bit already last time when we discussed a couple of days ago about what one wanted, whether one has to wash their hands for eating fruit, and moist fruit and dry fruit. But the Shulchan Aruch there in Kufnun Ches says, Imochol davar shetigulo be'echad mishiva mashkin. If somebody dips their food into one of the seven mashkin, as is described in Machshirin, Yad Shachadam, Shetzimonim Yad Shachadam, Dahainu, Yain Dvash, Shemen Cholav, Tal dam mayim velo nisnagev, and it wasn't dried off. Afilu ein yadav nogos b'makam amashke. Even if my hands are not touching the moist part, sarach natila below bracha. Right, and that's the discussion. What about bezman hazeh? Is that migasi aruach that we discussed? Says the, but if you read it closely and slowly, what did we just say? Yad shachadam. If you dip your food in any of those, one of the items on the list is dam. We're talking about somebody dipping their food in blood. Right, and forget Hechshel Kabbal Tumah. What about eating blood? The Shulchan Aruch just says it here. We're in Aruch Chaim here. We're not in Yaradeya, so it's not on our radar. But what exactly is going on here? So says the Mishnah Berura, Kidei Nasva, Da'azur Lecholdam. Doesn't really mean it. V'dam dogim v'chagavim lo mikri mashke. We're not talking about blood of fish and grasshoppers. That's not called a mashke. V'ulai, and this is quoted here in the Magen Avraham. Here the Magen Avraham says, Kdei nasa, dasu lechal adam, v'dam dagim chagam lo mikri mashke, v'efshar demayri shochal dam ebnei refua u'pikuach nevesh. Maybe it's a case where somebody's life's in danger and they have to eat blood. They have to eat blood. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests is going on here, which is very challenging. What is going on here? It says the Ber Heitev, quoting the others, he quotes this idea of the Magen Avraham and says, I'm not so comfortable. What is it? Just, aser mishum refuah. If you look in, other achronim, they wonder, is there, any type of maris ayin issue? The sefer Nazira Shimshon writes, what about dam of a person, right? What type of isser is that? If that's dam of a person that was nishtane, right, maybe that doesn't have the status of dam, except if it's derabbanan, unless maris ayin. Again, it's a challenging Shulchan Aruch and Ramah to figure out exactly what it's referring to. If there's dam on the hand, if dam on the fruit, and you're just washing your hands mishum the isser of tumah, you know, there should be something deeper than just that. Good. Just regarding the isser of me'ilah, also we've noted in the past the Rambam has all of Hilchos me'ilah at the end of Sefer Avoda, and the Rambam notes there that regarding the isser of me'ilah there are three mitzvahs. The mitzvah is number one to pay hekdesh if one violates me'ilah, and then the isser of giza va'avoda, the isser by psulei hamukdashim, the isser of giza va'avoda. It's fascinating. The Rambam does not count this the isser of isser me'ilah, the isser of benefiting from something that's not psulei hamukdashim. Right, we're talking about here, about the Isser of Me'ilah applying to Chalev. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says that records an Isser of Me'ilah. There's the Isser Asay of Giza Va'avoda when it comes to Psulei HaMukdashim. If a carbon got pasul and I redeemed it, it's still limited, to certain actions that are allowed. I'm allowed to eat it, but Giza Va'avoda still applies, which Tosfos and Beitza, Daf Yud Beis, discusses. That really is the original Isser Me'ilah. It's not a new Isser. But there is no pasuk that says Betherish. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah, Asur lehedyo lehanos mikachesh Hashem. Bein midvarim hakreven wagabi amizbeach, ubein mikachesh betek abayis. Well, but Hashem have a source for that. V'chol anena, b'shava pruta, mikachi Hashem, ma'al. And if I benefit, then I get me'ila. Kol amo'el, I violate me'ila. And then the Rambam says, kol amo'el bizadon, loke, u'mishale, mashapagam, and a hektesh barosho, v'yashara shal me'ila mizeh. Where's the source for the isra me'ila? It's not said beferish anywhere. Right? In Parshas Vayikra, it talks about asha me'ilos, paying for it. But the Isser is not there. So the Rambam quotes a pasuk from a totally different context. A pasuk later on in Sefer Dvarim. Masar tegoncha v'sirochcha v'itzarecha. You cannot eat in your gates, meaning in your private, not outside the base of Migdash. Maaser tegoncha, tiroshcha, nidarecha, mipi ha-shmu alamdu, shizu ha-shara la-ochel, mipsar ola, hol v'kulo la-shem, v'wadin l'shar kol kodesh, shu la-shem levado. So it's learned out implicitly from the Isser that includes, I think that's the pasuk that has eight different mitzvahs in the same pasuk. Lo sucha lechol. Every word in the pasuk is referring to something else. So that's what we learn the Isser of Me'ilah from. But again, it's not separate Me'ilah where we would have understood it to be. But that's the Rambam. Again, you gotta get Malkus. It is in Isser D'oraisa. The Rambam doesn't have it as a separate Isser in the Minyan HaMitzvos. He just has Tashlum of Me'ilah and the Isser of Gizav Avoda. Sometimes there are halachas and there are dinim daraisa that are not counted in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Right? That's, there are examples of that. This is one of them. It would be on the list. So we have the Isser of Chelev and the Isser of Dam. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out on Mishnayis, what about I have another nafkamina possibly. What about cooking dam? Didn't we say that cooking dam removes the issa daraisa of dam? So wouldn't that be a nafkamina between dam and chelev? If I cook chelev, I'm still going to be issa daraisa. Dam not. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, this Mishnah seems to be assuming not that way. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, mi delo chashiv shechelev mevushal over alav v'dam mevushal eino over alav kita amar b'ziiri menachas daf chav aleph. Oh, like Ziri says, Muchach to lo kaimel, and Kaziri, but it must be, we don't hold like me, the Ziri. Must be that even if you cook blood, it would be Aser de Oraisa. The Kakas of Aran, right here, in our Masechta, a couple of Dafago, he quotes on Dafkof Beis, and then he says, Vakashali, what would Ziri do with our Mishnah? Yikshel Ziri, Milo Chashiv, Chelev, Shibishlo, according to Ziri, why wouldn't the Mishnah have said that distinction? Okay, fine. Mina animili. Says the Gemara, so how do I know that Chelev as Me'ilah, right, that Chelev applies even by Kodshe Kalim, right, there's a difference between Kodshe Kachem, Kodshe Kalim, Kodshe Kachem have Me'ilah right away. Kodshe Kalim have Me'ilah after Zrikas Hadam by the Emurin, by the Chelev. So how do we know that? So Minan Emili, Amar Bianai, De Amar Kra, Kasher Yuram, Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. The context is there in Parshas Vayikra regarding the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol, and the Pasuk says, just like it is removed, right, the Emurin from the Shor Zevach Hashlamim. So the question is, why are we comparing the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol to learn something from the Shlamim? The Chimalaman, Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. What do we learn from there? There's nothing that's not mufurish here, that's mufurish there, that we need to learn from there. So me'ata hari zebala lamed, v'nimse lamed. The limud seems to be, the beferish pasuk seems to be teaching me something from shlamim to chatas, but once we have a connection and we don't really need to learn anything in that direction, we flip it and we'll go in the other direction. V'nimse lamad, and we learn chatas to shlamim. Makishor zevach hashlamim lapar kohen mashiach, and we compare it in that direction. Ma par kohen mashiach yesh bo mi'ilah, just like the par kohen mashiach has an isra mi'ilah by it, that is kache kachim by a carbon chatas. Afshar zevach hashlamim yesh bo mi'ilah, so too the par zevach hashlamim also has mi'ilah. So by a right kache kachim, it has even mechayim, there's mi'ilah. It's kachi kachim, because one is not allowed to get benefit from it. But so too, by shlamim, that is the elim, but obvious, at least by its chelev. If you look in the chinuch, in mitzvah kuf chav zayin, the chinuch discusses the iser, the topic, the mitzvah of mi'ilah, right, the context there is adding on a chomesh, like the Rambam says, the tashlum, right, kuf chav zayin, the tosefes chomesh, lo ochel minakod, minahekdesh, someone who violates mi'ilah will have to pay. The Minchas Chinuch here discusses a couple of contexts. We know generally by Kachim, there's the Isser of Me'ila. There is a big discussion in Achronim, are there any cases of Hekdesh that are not subject to Me'ila? Exceptional cases, right? Generally, Chelev, as we just described, by Kachi Kachim and by Kachi Kalim, are there cases that are not subject to Me'ila? So there is a fascinating discussion in Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara discusses in Bava Basra the following case. Somebody is makdish a boar, and then it rains. And the boar is now filled up with rain. So is that water niskadesh? Does that become hektish? So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, quoting from the Mishnah in Me'ila in Bava Basra. Ketzad, hektish boar malea mayim, ashpos maleo zevel. If a makdish a boar that's full of water, or a shovach that's full of yonim, or a sadeh malei asavim, so then mal and bohenu mashu besochan. Then I violate me'ila by the bar and the water, if I benefit from the bar and the water. Aval hektish bar v'yacharkach nesmalei mayim. If I was makdish a bar, and then it got filled up with water afterwards, or an ashpa, and then it got filled up with zevel, says the Gemara, mal and bohen v'mal and mashu besochan. I violate me'ila by the bar and not by the water. The question is, why not? I have a hektish bar now that is now filled up with water. So why do I not violate Me'ila if I use some of the water? Says Tosfos right here, Bava Basra, because there's no kinyan chaser when it comes to hektish. That's the yesod of Tosfos, and the Rashbam also says it. There's no kinyan chaser when it comes to hektish. I'll read Tosfos. Delo amrinan, sheyikne chaser hektish, kemo shekona chaser hedyot, techetzer mishum yad israboy velo matzinu yad lehektish. You don't find a yad, I mean the halachic mechanism of yad by hektish. The chatzer, my chatzer, can work for me. But hektish's chatzer cannot work for hektish. That's a principle that only applies to hedyot. That's Tosfos and other Rishonim. There's no such thing as a kinyan chatzer when it comes to hektish. Which parenthetically, the poskim discuss, what about a shul? What happens if there is a trench coat that's left in a shul for 7 months? Right, so there's definitely yeyush there. So is there a kinyan chatzer? Can anybody take it? Is there a kinyan chatzer when it comes to a shul? Right, is there, if somebody finds money in a shul, does it belong to the shul? So does it apply to hektish? Does it apply to Beis HaKnesses, Mikdash Ma'at? That's a discussion in the postgame in Arachayim. But that is one answer given by the Rishonim. Others, the Ramban. The Ramban right here in Bava Basra, Ayin Tes, has one line. You have to read a few times to get it. But says the Ramban here in Bava Basra, no! Who says there's no kinyan chatzer by hektish? He doesn't add this line, but I'll add it in. Maybe you might say it's even easier. Hektish doesn't have a kinyan chatzer. Why not? Right, let's remember that the Yerushalmi in Maseches Kiddushin, where the Mishnah says there, Amiras LeGevorah Kemisiras LeHedyot. It's easier to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Yerushalmi quotes, Lashem Aretz Umeloah. Really, everything belongs to Hashem. So it should be even easier. So here, kinyan chatzer by hektish. Why not? So Ramban says it is hektish, but it's just not subject to Me'ila. Because Me'ila only applies by something that was Niskadesh al Yidei Kedushas Peh. But if it wasn't Niskadesh al Yidei Kedushas Peh, it's hektish, but it is not subject to Me'ila. That is the Chiddush of the Ramban. So you have a category of hektish that is not subject to Me'ila. The Ksos in Simen Reish discusses this Ramban, and he says, V'nira Taima. Simon Reish Os Aleph. Near a time, Mishum to Ein Me'ila, Ela Behekta Shukta Shayde Adam. Avozeshi Eno Kadosh Ayde Dasa Cheres Makne. Ela Memela Zachila Hektish Bitaras Chatzer Ein Ma'al and Bo. It's Hektish, but there is no Me'ila. I'll give you another example, says the Ksos. Kache Akum. Kache Akum. We know the Gemachlokes in Mesechas Vachim on Daf Memhei. If there's Me'ila by Kache Akum, why isn't it Hektish? Of course it should be Hektish. V'Avagav says the Ksos Devade Kanile Hektish. And therefore, here too, maybe it's like if it was huktash aidei akum, maybe that doesn't have the same hakdash as peh as a Jew does, and therefore memela it'll be mamono shel hektish, but not in the same way. And therefore, that's the second example of a hektish that wouldn't be subject to mela. That's where the Ksos is talking about that case. About Shul. He's based on the Aguda. The Aguda says, Matza davar bebeis haknesses, zachabo. Velo amrina de chatzer beis haknesses kona lehektish, de chatzer kona mitkoach yad, ben yad lehektish. And he quotes based on that Tosfos, quoting the Magen Avraham. But the Ksos goes through. Not everybody agrees to that. What's a shayla? What about Bechor? What about Kedushas Bechor? A bechor is automatically hekdesh. You don't need kedushas peh. So maybe what the kedushas a bechor is not according to that Ramban. Bechor wouldn't be subject to meilah because it's automatic. So you have to be mechalik somehow. The Achiezer and Chela Gimel Simon Samach Zayin suggests that no shiny bechor. The kibon davi kachim kalim v'yeshba zezrika v'logara ma'isa zrika sakoein mikdushas peh. Okay, maybe the zrika substitutes. The zrika of the Kohen is like a Kedushas Peh, right? Bechor is Kachi Kalam. So it's not going to be subject to Meila until after Zrika Saddam. But, maybe that's one answer. Or maybe Kedushas Amirechem. Maybe is the more Pshuto Shel HaDvarim. Kedushas Amirechem. Hashem made a Kadosh. It's not like there's a Kinyan Chatzar here where it happened to go in. This is inherently Kadosh. Good. Others, the Stipler in Shavuos says the Yishlomar rak bechatzer leka meila mishum daidei zochias chatzer lo nitzas bo shum kedusha klal rakinyan v'schus mamon naase lehektish. See, he kind of takes the teeth out of it a little bit. He makes it less hektish. Up until now, we've said it's exactly hektish. It's not subject to meila. The Stipler says, well, maybe kinyan chatzer doesn't give it full kedusha, and that's why it's not subject to meila. Well, bechor has full kedusha. Right, and therefore it would be a different type of Kedusha Dimimela, and therefore it would be still be subject to Me'ila. But either way, that's the Ksos on Simon Reish discussing the Ramban in Baba Basra. Good. Another little discussion of Me'ila. Look at the Achronim discuss by Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu takes the stones and he uses them for to sleep on. The Yalkut Shimoni says, He bit Yaakov ra es Hashemesh v'yolon Shem. Shem v'yolon Shem givah Hashemesh. Right, we had this earlier. Lokach Yaakov yubei zavanim yavanim is beach, shenekar alav Yitzchak aviv, v'sam osam merash osav. The Yalkut Shimoni says that the stones that Yaakov was using were the stones that the Akedah was on. Same place, where they go, right? Well, they're still there. So, that's pretty amazing. The same stones. But ask the Achronim then, say, how could he use them? What about the Isra Me'ila? Right? They were already Niskadesh for a Mizbeach. How could he sleep on them? So, many different answers given. The Panim Yafos, right? The Hafla says, Delo Yada Yaakov, Davan Me'ila, Mizbeach, Shenekar, Alav Aviv. Maybe he didn't know. And he was Beshogeh. He gave it like Beshogeh, Avim Me'ila, Behektish, Vamo Behektish, Yasa Lechulin, Velakach Chazor Yaakov, Hektish, Avan Me'ilu. Vayasa Vasam Matseva, Vayasa Yikos Sherman Arosha, Yadav Yadav Makdish them Odpam. Okay, that's the Panim Yafes. He violated, and that's why he was Yosef Lechulin. Other are going to say, that's impossible. Yaakov Avinu violated the Isra Me'ila. But even Bishogeg, right, even though we had earlier in the Masechta, remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Tzadikim from Takala by food, but this is Yaakov Avinu. So it's very difficult to say that Yaakov Avinu would be Nichshal with the Isra of Me'ila. Others say, well, maybe that's why the Avanim became one stone, Shinui Kona. Right, it's no longer the Isra Me'ila, it's a different item, just like it changes for Chiyuv Hashava, right, and it would be different for them. Okay, one answer, the Magen Avram, in one place writes, well, maybe it was Pikuach Nefesh, right, we usually think of the stones, all these little stones that he put around his head, but the Gemara discusses how it protected him from wild animals, must have been large stones that surrounded him, maybe Pikuach Nefesh. Right, that's what the Magen Avram writes, Choshes Yaakov Michayos HaSadim, Shib Pikuach Nefesh, Shoy Lehanos B'Avnei Mizbeach. Or it was Shalok Kederech, right? All different answers given for the Isser Amil. If you look in the Minchas Asher and Simon Lamed Vav in Bracious, he discusses all these different answers regarding the Isser of Me'ila. Okay, so that is some hektish that's not subject to Me'ila, and one case of Yaakov Avinu. But either way, the Gemara here has the Makar that we learn out Kachay Kalim from Kachay Kachim, and just like Chatas is subject to the Isra of Me'ila, so too Kachay Kalim is subject to the Isra of Me'ila. Omer Le Rabbi Chanina, Ku'urizu Shoshana Rebbe, is it ugly to you? Meaning, the following source you don't like, you had to come up with a different source. Ku'urizu Shoshana Rebbe, Kol Chelev Lashem, L'rabose Emuri Kachim Kalim L'me'ila. There's a separate makar, Kol Chelev, right, to include Emuri Kachim Kalim L'me'ila. What do you have to learn it from? Chatas of a Kohen Gadol. So Amar Abaya, Itzrich. You need both makaras. D'i Kazer Rachmana Chelev, Chava Amina, Chelev in Yoseres Ushdeh Klayos Lo. I would have thought Davka Chelev, right, specific parts of the fats of the animal. That's why you have to write the more all-inclusive kol chalev. Because of Rechmana, that's why you have to write because of Rechmana, kasher yuram. That's why it has to be more general. Because of Rechmana, kasher yuram, hava mina chalev alya, the lesser b'shor lo. The chalev of the tail, that does not exist by shor, maybe that's not included, because you're just learning it from the chadas of the Kohen Gadol, because of Rechmana, kol chalev. That's why you have to include kol chalev, to include even the chalev of the alya, which only applies to the keves, and doesn't apply to other carbonous chatas, which reminds us of the story in Pesachim Adav Gimel about the chalev of the Alya. Remember the story of Yehuda ben Misera, where there was the guy that was boasting that he always ate from the carbon Pesach, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera heard about it and he didn't know what was going on. What does that mean? He looked into the details, and it was a guy that was masquerading as a Jew, that he knew that the carbon Pesach was very special, and all of the symbolism of it, Karban Pesach, maybe he knew the Meshach Chachma in Parshas Bahaloscha that discusses the unique Karban Pesach as being the anti-Avodah Zarah Karban, excluding a Mumar, and therefore this guy wanted to take part in it. He wanted to undermine that belief, this Arimian, and therefore he used to boast. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira sets him up and says, Mi kasafu l'cha me'alya? Did they ever give you from the tail? That's the best part. Armalei, lo! No, they never gave me from the tail! Right, then he was setting him up. It was the chalev of the alya. He salkas lasam emalu sabali me alya. So then he went next time. He said, "Please have some from the tail." So amule alya lugavok salka. They said, "What's going on here? The alya is huktar, as we just learned." Amule man amalachahach. You told you to ask for the tail. Amalu Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera. Amru my high the kamon. What is going on here? But kubasre v'yashkechua darmahu. They realized that he was an Arimian. V'katluhu. They put him to death. And they said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Shalom lecha Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, da'apen etzivin u'butzudascha prusra b'Yerushalayim. Your net is even in Yerushalayim. And that's the story of the tale. Many different halachic discussions on this little gemara here, this little story. But Rishonim discuss related to this. Do we trust people who just come and tell us something about themselves? Right? But in a shul where we don't know anybody, we say, Kohen, is there a Kohen here? We trust the Kohen. We trust the Kohen to give us brachas, birchas kohanim. We don't ask. How do we know? What does this sound like from this case? It sounds like that they trusted the guy to say he was a Jew. Is there a difference between to say, hi, I'm Jewish, versus, hi, I'm a Kohen? Are there less standards to say, hi, I'm Jewish? Or is there a different population? Are you allowed to go by rove people who come to the Beis HaMikdash to eat Karban Pesach are Jewish? And therefore, maybe there's a special rove, even though normally you wouldn't be able to rely on it. So that's what Tosus discusses here. That's what Rabbeinu David discusses here. That's one discussion. The other discussion is why they put him to death. Why is there a chiyav misa? Right? Called mumar lo yochel bo. What is there a chiyav misa here for? Was he doing something that was worse than what it seemed on the surface? Number two. Number three. The third discussion is why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Beseira in Yerushalayim? Right, he sent the guy. Why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? That's what Tosus here has three different days. Why didn't he be Ola Regel? So he says maybe he didn't have any karka, maybe he was old, or maybe he lived in Chutz Laretz. Ah, Machlokas Rishonim. Tosus here holds. Tosus seems to say there's no mitzvah of Alila Regel for someone who lives in Chutz Laretz. That's what it says here. Right? Most Rishonim do not quote that idea. V'od, but it's even Chutz Laretz. Something related to the Karban Pesach and not Alila Regel. That's the discussion that Michas Chinuch has in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach in mitzvah Yudalid. Again, that's a little discussion over here on the Alya that comes up here. Period. Says the Gemara. Amale Rav Mari L'Rav Zvid I Alya Ikri Chelev Titzer Ba'achila. If the Alya really is called Chelev, and therefore for Karbanos they have to be Maktir, the Chelev, the Alya is included, so it should be Asur to eat, even for a Hedyot. So Amalei, Alech Amakra, Kol Chelev Shor V'Chesa V'Eiz, Diber, Davar HaShavet, B'Shor V'Chesa V'Eiz. So special limud. No, the Chelev includes only something that is Shave in all three. But if it's not Shave in all three, then it's not included in Chelev. One answer. Ravashi Amar, Chelev Ha'Alya Ikri, Chelev Stama Lo Ikri. It's Chelev Ha'Alya. It's not Chelev, and therefore it's not included in the regular Isra of Chelev. El Miata Lo Yimaluba. There shouldn't be an Isra Me'ilo Bayit if it's not Chelev. Elam Mechaver Teke De Rezvid. Okay, go back to Rezvid's answer, that the Isra Achila Dafka applies, something that applies to all of them, Masha'in Kein, Chelev Ha'Alya. Okay, that's a little bit about chalev, says the Gemara. Now we get into the second half of the Mishnah, and that's about dam, the iser of dam, ashein kein bedam. So, how do we know that there is no iser of me'ila, or the other iser when it comes to dam? So, amar ula to amakra, lachem shalachem yehe. Blood should be for you for a kapara. So, that's all it is. It's for you for a kapara, and nothing more. Nothing more doesn't apply, it cannot be part of other Isurim. Different makar. I gave it to you for kapara, and not for the Isur of Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, third source, Amar Kra, who? Who, lifnei kapara, kilacher kapara. The blood is the same status before the Zrika, as to after the zrika, mal acher kapara ein bo meila, af lefnei kapara ein bo meila. Just like after kapara, after you use the dam for the zrika, there is no more meila. It's already used, so there's still an isser to eat it, but there's no isser of meila. Af lefnei kapara ein bo meila. Also lefnei kapara, there is no meila. Remember, zrikas hadam is the crucial avoda. Again, all avodas are crucial, but we discussed at length back in Maseches Vachim, right? Shrita, kapala, halacha, zrika. Zrika is what achieves kapara. And that's why the differences between the karbanos are most seen and recognizable in the zrika. Okay, shrita, every karban has shrita. Sometimes it's in the tzafon, sometimes it could be even in the darom. Good. But it's the same shrita, it's the same kapala, it's the same halacha. Zrika is where the differences apply. That's why Chatas has the most comprehensive laws of Zrika. It's four corners, it's above the Chuta Sikra, it's with the finger and not just throwing the Kli. Ola is half of that, Asham is half of that, right? Bechor and Meiser are even less than that, right? Bidi Eved, you can't get away with no Zrika, right? Kapar Bichdi Lo Ashkechan was the Gemara, meaning that's Kapara. That's Kapara. So the Zrika is what's crucial regarding here. It creates me'ila by kachei kalam, and it brings kapara by most karbanos. But here the Gemara says all three different sources. Why dam is not subject? If I get benefit from dam, I'm not going to violate me'ila. Tosfos here discusses in hu lefnei kapara hekshar benu tam. The me'ila berachatas. I'm reading. I make his dam lebehemas kachim molin bo ama yesh me'ila b'dam. The Gemara says if you bloodlet an animal, there is me'ila by that blood. What do we have? Three sources here that there is no me'ila by blood. V'tireitz dahasa mechayim d'loshaycha kapara. While the animal is still alive. Avala'acha shchita af lefnei kaparin ma'alin. While the animal is alive, then there could be me'ila by its blood. It's just after it's shechted, even before zrikas hadam, there is no me'ila. We're talking about that section of time that is before the zrika. Good. So the Gemara says, just like there's no me'ila after, there's no me'ila before. So the Gemara says, why don't we have the opposite? Limud ve'emahu la'achar kabar ke lefnei kapara. Ma lefnei kapara yesh bo me'ila, af la'achar kabar yesh bo me'ila. Maybe it should be the opposite. Just like there is always me'ila before, there's me'ila afterwards. Answer, en l'cha davar shenases mitzvaso u'mol in bo. No, there's never something that has already, we've already finished using it. It's already served its purpose that there is still is an isser of me'ila. Right? It's already done. It's na'asis mitzvaso, and therefore it loses its inherent status. What does this remind us of a little bit? The concept of tashmishi mitzvah and tashmishi kedusha. Right? Not just the kachim. Right? Na'asis mitzvaso. We have the concept of any chefsa shel mitzvah that we use for a mitzvah, after we finish using it for a mitzvah, it could be discarded. Right? That's like here. Right? Na'asis mitzvaso. The blood. You were not said mitzvah, the blood doesn't have inherent kedusha, just because it's used for a mitzvah. After it's finished being used for a mitzvah, so then there is no isra me'ila. Just like talis and tzitzis and oil of the chanukiah and a lulav and sukkah and shofar, all of the items, chefsa and matzah, right, all the chefsa shel mitzvos that we use that we're not supposed to treat them in a bizayon way while it's being used for the mitzvah. Maybe we're not even allowed to. It's huksa l'mitzvaso. It's huksa l'mitzvaso when we're going to use it for the mitzvah. A shofar, a lulav, right? You can't cut your esrog on the middle of sukkahs to use it to eat, to make jam. But afterwards, it's nasa mitzvaso. And therefore, one can discard it, meikra adin. But not something that Tashmishe Kedusha, right? The Bryce in Megillah Daf Chavav, right? Tashmishe Kedusha has an Aaron Kedusha forever connected to the Ksav of Torah and Mezuzah or Tefillin. But here, this is similar, the blood is similar to Tashmishei Mitzvah. So you never have something that you've already finished using. Nasa Mitzvah Sumwal and one that's still in Israel Me'ilah. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Or this Gemara comes up often, that the Nasa Mitzvah, the two or three exceptions. Velo, is that really true? Vahare Chumas Adeshen. What about the Chumas Adeshen, the first avodah done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash that they used to not have a goral for? Because they said, who's going to get up so early to do the Chumas Adeshen? Well, we don't have to do, have a goral for it. And what does the Mishnah say? In Yuma, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. And therefore, they started fighting Kedoshim Haim, but sometimes in our Kedusha, we are a little too zealous. And they started fighting over it. Therefore, they started to make a goral, even by the Chumas Adeshen. But what they do, the Kohen goes up, he comes down from the ramp, makes a left, goes to the east side of the ramp, and puts it down there. And you have to put it there, you're not allowed to use it. And the Gemara says even that it gets absorbed into the ground there. So by Chumas Adeshen, Denasim Mitzvah So Molimbo, there's still Mila Dichsiv Visamo Eitzel HaMizbeach. Right, and you put it right next to the Mizbeach. So you see there, it's Nasas Mitzvaso, and still there is an Isser of Me'ilah. So how could you say that's Svara when it comes to Dam? Rei Rashi here quotes, Chumas Adeshen, Kol Boker Torei Medashen Mizbeach, Mali Machta, takes a whole shovel full, V'nosto B'tzidiyah Mizbeach, V'nivlas Shom Bimkoma. Rashi quotes, that it's nivla, right? It gets absorbed into the ground right there. Dechsev the hearers adeshen shetoch al ha'esh v'samo eitz lamizbeach lami shetoch sima v'geniza. So you see that it's still aser bana. You're not allowed to benefit from it. So Gemara says you're right, but mishum davi chumas adeshen ubeite kuhuna shneksuven aban keechad. There are two exceptions to the rule. There's the deshen, the ashes of the chumas adeshen, and the big day kuhuna, right? The kohen gadol or the kohanim. I don't want to be machalic yet. Kohanim, that they're begadim after they are used. So that those are asur, v'choshek suvan abank echad eimalamdin. And two, psukim, that teach me the same thing. We know the rule is eimalamdin, or else why would the Torah have said two, just say one. So Rashi quotes here already, big day kuna, what are we talking about? Arba big day lavan. Shekohen gadol nichas b'yam lefnayv lefnim b'yam ha-kipurim. The four big day lavan that the Kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur, need to unin geniza olamis, needs to be put into geniza. The ain hedyot ovid behen kol hashana v'lo kohen gadol yom kippur macher. A hedyot can't use these, which is the regular for begadim of a kohen hedyot, and the kohen gadol can't use this for any other yom kippur. The ufashas v'diavad v'nicham sham, you have to leave him there, and therefore two psukim so ain Malamdin. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalar Rabbanan Da Amri V'Nicham Shah Malami Shu Dehun Geniza El Rabbi Dosa Da Amar Shalei Shai V'Yom Yom Kippur Macher. But according to Rabbi Dosa, a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use these Begadim. It's just that a Kohen Gadol can't use this for another big Yom Kippur. So Michael Amemar, so we're stuck. So only one Makar, only Chumas Adeshen. If Chumas Adeshen is the only Makar, why didn't we learn for Chumas Adeshen? Two, for example, Dam. Right, to teach us that even after Nasas Mitzvaso, one could still violate. Good. Before we get to the next line, Rav Hirsch, we mentioned this in the past, and Parshas Tzav has a beautiful thought relating to the mitzvah of Chumas Adeshen, where he discusses Chumas Adeshen is the first avodah done. But what's the first avodah done in the morning every day? Taking out the ashes of the karbanos that burned yesterday. So the first avodah of today has to do with yesterday. Rav Hirsch writes, avodah and life itself is really a hemshich of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Right? It's all time flowing. We have to, today's avodah has to be built on yesterday. We can't just say, oh, you know, I'm going to forget everything that I did yesterday, that my parents gave me, that my grandparents gave me, previous generations. No. Chumas Adeshen takes with me into today's avodah, yesterday's avodah. The remnants of yesterday's avodah is still with me. And what do? I put it right next to the Mizbeach. There's Chumas Adeshen right there. And that is the beginning of my avodah today. The beginning of my avodah today is taking what I received yesterday. Again, it has to do with personal, I'm building on, but it's a new day. But it's also a new day. So it's both. It's connection to yesterday, but it's also new. And that's the message of the Chumas Adeshen. Chumas Adeshen is, and is done in the middle of the night. Right, it's really a transitionary avodah that allows us to go from yesterday till today. Trumas Hadeshen. There is also the, if you look in the last The last line of Maseches Temura. The last line in Maseches Temura discusses the Trumas Hadeshen, and it says there in the Trumas Hadeshen, Visamo Benachas. You have to place it down softly. Benachas, when you put down the next to the Mizbech. Visamo Kulo. You have to put it all down. Visamo Shelo Yefazer. You shouldn't scatter it. Right? That's what there has to be, softly, not scattered. Visamo Kulo. Put it all down there. If you look in the Torah Temima in his Sefer, the Tosefes Bracha, on Parshas Naso, he discusses Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim. And he says there, there are different kinds of peace that you could have. You could have peace between two people. You know why? Because they live on opposite sides of the world. So they're very peaceful with each other. They don't fight because they're just on opposite sides of the world. That's great. That's one type of peace. There's another type of peace that you could have where there's a common enemy. And if there's a common enemy, the people get along because they want to save themselves. Right? That's the common enemy, and that brings them together. Those two are both obviously not the ideal type of peace. The ideal type of peace is when you're together and you get along and it's not based on the common enemy. So, Truma Sadeshen, Visamo, Visima, right, he has it, V'yasem Lecha Shalom. He has, by Birchas Kohanim, he uses the same verb that the Torah uses by Truma Sadeshen, he says, we have by Birchas Kohanim, so make the same drashas. Visamo Shalom Yefazer, V'yasem Lecha Shalom. It shouldn't be a shalom based on, you know, everybody's on opposite sides of the world. V'sama shalo yefazer, right? Don't scatter. You shouldn't be scattered, right? And v'sama benachas should be softly, nicely. You're not running away. You're not, it's not in pain, right? And v'sama kulo, everybody together. That's what he says. Says that's the shalom that we're talking about. The shalom that we're talking about here. V'hinei shalom kazeh v'kazeh kivisha tiyarnu avavish amnam hashalom sorer aval sibosa v'gilgulav mach'ivim. Ka'amur. V'zeo sh'amar v'yasein l'cha shalom. Karas ha'pal sima api ha'gamar she'veinu. V'samo benachas. Sh'lo yeisiba la shalom tsar v'da'aga. Ach benachas benucha. V'sima sh'lo yefazer. Sh'lo yeisiba la shalom mitok pizur b'chal ha'olam. Ach she'yush Yisrael kulam yachad l'mekomoseyem v'moshvoseyem. So he takes the Gemara, the last line in Temura, the same verb that's used, he puts it into Birchas Kohanim, v'yasein l'cha shalom, and that's by the Trumas Hadeshem. Good. So the Gemara says, where are we up to? So we have, according, if you say that Big Day Kahuna are able to be used, so we're back to the question. Trumas Hadeshen is the only one. So the Gemara says, Hanichal Rabbanan to Amri. I read that already. Let's read it again. Vinicham Shavalami Shetun Gadiza. Elor Bidosa Damar Shalish Shavajan Liamakipur Amacher. Maikalamemar. Elo Mishum Tahavi Trumas Hadeshen. The Egla Arufa. Shneik Suban Abon Keachad. Oh, maybe there's another mitzvah, Trumas Hadeshen Egla Rufa, the anonymous corpse. Those are two where after the avoda is done, or I should say the ceremony is done by both of them, it's still aser. V'chol shteksu and abank echad ein malamdin. So ein malamdin, and therefore we do not extend it. Hanich lamandar ein malamdin. El amandar malamdin. Ma'ikel ameimar. This is fine if you hold ein malamdin. But if you hold that even if there are two, you can't extend it. Ma'ikel ameimar. So we're still stuck. Why don't you apply it to dam? So the Gemara says, shrei miyutik sivi. There is by the two that we have, there are two exclusionary words. Ha'chaksiv visamu. Ha'samksiv ha'arufa. And because of those are two exclusionary words, it's saying only these and not other context. Do we say that there is nasis mitzvaso and there's still an isser? It's fine. So v'tlasa k'ray lamali b'dam. So now let's go back. We had three makaros by dam that dam was not subject to me'ila. So what do we really need three psukim for? So the Gemara says chad lemuti mi nosar. One excludes dam from nosar. If somebody eats blood, that's nosar. One only violates the isser of dam. V'chad lemute mi me'ila. V'chad lemute mi tuma. If somebody eats dam while he is tameh, he's only chay mishum dam. Avo bi pigol otzar akra. From pigol, you don't need a pasuk to exclude it because it's a svara. It's not because the Mishnah we had in Svachim tells us what is subject to pigol. Anything that has something else matir it, so then that item is subject to pickle. V'dam gufe matir hu. Dam doesn't have anything else that is matir it. It is its own matir. And therefore, it's not subject to pickle. Pickle is only by a davar sheyesh lo matirin acherim, as we have had. Good. There's more by the begadim line, which we don't have to go into now. There's the Mishnah Lamelech. in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash that's mechalik between the Bidei Kohen Gadol and Bidei Kohen Hedyot. Again, we discussed that in the past. We're not going to go into it again now. Bidei Kohen Gadol might have a different type of purpose than the Bidei Kohen Hedyot. And that might be related to why the Bidei Kohen Hedyot, they're not Nignaz, but they're used as wicks in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. While the Hinicham Shan, the Bidei Kohen Gadol, are Nignaz. So it could be a difference between the purposes of each of those. That's the Mishnah LeMelech's discussion in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Ches, Halacha Hey. Hadron Lokala Basar, Rabosa, we get into the ninth parak. The ninth parak of Chulin is the Tum of Atara section of Maseches Chulin. It is, we might say, the one parak that is not Halacha LeMaisa yet. Bet Hashem, hopefully today it will be. But it's not LeMaisa yet, but again, we have the first eight, now we have the ninth parak, and then we'll get it back into other issues relating to the Shechita, back to Zerov L'Chayayim, and Reishis Hageiz, all the discussions that we'll have over by the Shem the next month. We still have 1 month left, just under 1 month, to Maseches Chulin. So, we get into issues of Tumah V'Tahara, and we start off discussing the Me'iri, by the way. The Me'iri did not have this Perek as number 9. Look at the Me'iri, this Perek is number 11. This is the 11th Perek in the Me'iri. Right, we have it here. Tosa says, in Perek Ha'or V'Arotev, why do we have this here? Because he says, if you remember, back in the fourth parak in Behemah Makasha, we spoke about fetuses and whether fetus has Tumas Ochlin and Tumas Nevelos, and that's why this is here too. We took a big break, because there were other halachas that we learned out there. V'umayta afseke mishum detana parak Makasha, matzah bebetes chai, ton shchita, v'chai oso vesbeno, and once we did oso vesbeno, we did shchita ruya, kisi adam, right, stream of consciousness in Mishnayis, and then once we talked about that, we spoke about Gidan Hashem. It keeps going. But now we're getting back. It's really related to what we had in the fourth parak, says Tosus. Tosus, good. The Me'iri says that there are really five topics to this parak. Five topics. Again, he says this is the beginning of the 11th parak, which is his parak. He says, Kavanas haparak levaer inyin tumas ochlin shebabasar. Tumas ochlin, right? We know tumas ochlin is a topic. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah. Right, it's not a mitzvah to do or not to do something, but it's just a mitzvah to follow halachas. Just like the Rambam quotes Shomrim, the laws of Shoel is a mitzvah. The laws of Bor is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on Bez Din Tadan. So, Tumas Ochlin is an area, a topic. The Rambam's Lashon, mitzvah zaze achas, vihi din Tumas Mashkin v'Ochlin v'Achsheran. That's not a halacha. It's not a mitzvah to do or not to do. It's not an asay or a, I guess it counts as one of the 248 mitzvahs asay. But it's not a mitzvah asay to do something, right? It's a mitzvah asay to follow these halachas when it comes up. That's so the Me'iri says, that's what's discussed here. Levar tumas ochlin, v'yizgalgel al yad ze inyin tumasa achar misasa midin avela. V'yal ze atzad yechavu inyani aperk l'chamisha chalakim. Right, first part of the parak is, which parts of the animal are mitztarif to the animal for tumah? Right, there's a minimum shear of tumah for food and for nevela. So which parts of the animal, the inedible parts of the animal, that are going to be mitztarif? Number two, we're going to talk about hides of the animal. Number three, which hides are mitzarif to the basar and which hides are not. Then we get into bones, and then we'll talk about a aver hamaduldal, as we discussed in the fourth parak. You have a limb that's hanging off, right? These are the main topics of Tumah V'Tahara relating to our parak. So, says the Mishnah. Oh, keep in mind also, ochel tumas nevela is matami b'kizayis. That's why regular Tumah. Tumas Nevela. Tumas Ochlin is Mitame B'Kebetza. Right, that's where it makes a difference. Whether we're talking about Tumas Ochlin or Tumas Nevela. Nevela is Mitame with a Keziah size of Nevela. Ochlin is Kebetza. The Machlokas Rishonim that we've quoted in the past is, what about food to become Tame? Does that also need a Betza, or is that even a Kol Shehu? To transmit Tumah, it needs a Betza. To become Tame, that's a machlokas. Rashi, the steers and Rashi all over. Rambam, Tosfos, right, that is a discussion in the Rishonim. But here we're talking about being mitame. So how much of the animal is which parts of the animal are connected? So ha'or, the skin, the harotev, and the liquid that comes out, the hakipa, and the spices that are put on, right, Rashi goes through each one of these. Tavlin, Vahin Asman Lav Ochlin Chashivi, right, by their part, Vaha Alal, the meat attached to the hide, Vaha Atsamos, bones, Rashi says, with moach, with marrow in them. Right? And why would bones be included? Because here Rashi quotes, and Rashi also quotes on the first Rashi, there's a concept called a shomer. A shomer to something sometimes becomes part of the item halachically, a shomer lepri. Right, for Hilchas Brachas and Hilchas Arla, right? A Shomer Lepri might have Kedushas Arla, right? The peel of a fruit, even if it's not edible. So here Rashi says the bone is a Shomer to the marrow inside of it, the edible marrow. Vahagidin, the sinews, Vahakarnayim, and the horns, we'll get to. The Gemara is going to say this means the soft part of the horn at the base of the base of the horn where it's attached to the animal, right? The tippy parts, it's totally hard and not edible. Vatlafim, the hooves are a shomer for the flesh underneath the hooves. Mitztarfim, all of these are mitztarif combined. Letame tumas ochlin, avololo tumas avelos. All those are metame tumas ochlin because of the concept of shomer, but not tumas ochlin because there's no concept of shomer when it comes to tumas avelos. It's only by tumas ochlin, right? Rashi says, if you look at the medium lines of Rashi, Avalotumas Nevelos, im minevela, im minavla hain, im minevela hain, ein matamin, vimitstarvan lakazayas, lahashlam shir nevela latame, titanya, binevelas of alobatamas, lobakidin lobar, viafagav de shomer have, ein shomer mitstari for tumachamura. As the Gemara is going to say, a shomer is mitstari for tumas ochlin, but it's not mitstari for tumas nevelos. Part number one. Part number two of the Mishnah. Kayotsebo. Hashoche behema temea lovik ochavim. Totally different halacha. If somebody shechts, a Jew is shechting a non-kosher animal to a guy. What's the issue now we're about to talk about? When does something have the status of a nevela? When is it metame, Thomas Ochlin? For a Jew, shechita is the crucial moment in time. Right when a shechita is done, technically, the animal, even if it's still flailing, is mutter for a Jew to eat it. Because shechita is the key. A guy has nothing to do with shechita. What does shechita have to do with a guy? So a guy, while it's still flailing, technically it's still Eiver Menachai. It's not dead yet until it stops flailing. What happens if a Jew does shechita for a guy? So the shochet, the shechita has something to do with a Jew. But for a guy, it should be meaningless. So that's a little tricky. So hashochet behema tamelo vikochavim umifar keses. If a Jew shechs a non-kosher animal for a guy and it's still flailing, metame tumas ochlin avolo tumas nevelos is metame tumas ochlin. But not tumas nevelos, acha tumas, or until it actually dies and stops moving, or achiatas is rosha. If he chopped off the heads, then we say it's ke'ilu, it's dead, because that is considered as if the animal's not moving. We'll get to Rashi in a second. Rebelatami tumas ochlem, yimasha rebelatami tumas nevelos. So here we see, there is a more inclusive category. This is something that's included in tumas ochlin, right? If the Jew did shechita to a guy's animal, but it's not included in tumas nevelos. Look at Rashi. Rashi quotes four conditions where this applies. Rashi in the first wide line. Vidafka Yisrael. It's only if a Jew is doing the shechita. Vidafka shechita. It's only if the Jew is doing shechita and not like killing the animal another way. Vidafka temeya. Dafka, a non-kosher animal. Vidafka lo bikochavim. And dafka for a guy. Right? All four conditions. And Rashi goes through why if you're missing any one of these conditions, then Malacha wouldn't apply. Malacha wouldn't apply. In this regard, right, if Yisrael shechs a behema temeah for the goy and it's still flailing, even though the goy cannot eat it yet because b'misa talya milsa and it's not matered by shechita, still, since the Jew is doing an appropriate shechita, and we find, Rashi says, that shechita for a Jew usually maters by kosher animals, fourth wide line, hilkach mashvile machshavaso ochla b'shechita af b'temeah lo'vdikochavim. So the Jew's machshava, doing shechita for a goy on this non-kosher animal, would work. But if an ovek achavim shechts, it's meaningless, because a goy is not in the world of shechita. Or if a Yisrael just kills the animal without shechita, also doesn't work. Or if it's a kosher animal, right, it wouldn't apply, because that's different also. Good. We'll get more to that in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda just argues on one of the details up above. Ha'alal ha'mechunas, the alal, which was the meat that was attached to the hide. Rabbi Yehuda says, generally, it's not mitztarif. But if you gather the meat together, ha'alal ha'mechunas, and Mishmo Kazai spoke a mechad chayev alav. Right, so then, you'd be chayev for that. Why? Rashi quotes one word. achshave. Since you were machshavit, sometimes something inherently is not chashiv, but if you're machshavit, so then that gives it chashivus. Right, that is a big discussion in many areas of halacha. We discussed it most recently, I think a couple of weeks ago, by Chatzi Shir. The Chacham Tzvi says that's how Achshavei works by Chatzi Shir. Even though this is Pachas V'Kazayis, if I eat it, that showed that it's Chashav to me. And therefore, that's why he says Achshavei, Chatzi Shir might only apply where you actively did something. By Bal Yerob Yimotze, for example, it's not going to apply, says the Chacham Tzvi, because you are in Machshavit. And there are other Rashi and Beit Zadav Chav Zayin quotes this by burning, items that are Tamei on Yantif, Achshavei Lav Arason. Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara, Tanina La Detan Rabbana, let's at least start this now. Shomrim L'Toma Kavlo, Shomrim L'Toma Chamura. The Brisa says, Shomer only is Mastari for Toma Kala, for Ochlin, but not for Tuma Chamura, like Nevela. Why is it Kala? Food can't make a person Tamei. Nevela can make a person Tamei. So, Shomer Tuma Kala Minolan, we'll do the first half. How do we know that could be a Shomer for a Tuma Kala, the Tana, the Ver Bishmal? I'll call Zera Zeru Asher Yizareya, Parsha Shmini, Kiderech Shebnei Adam Motzi and Lizria. Just like what's the Zera Zerua in the concept of Heksher Lakabal Tuma for Ochlin, just like people are Motzi it to put it in the ground to plant, Chita Beklipasa, wheat in its shell, Visora Beklipasa, Vyadasha Beklipasa. So you see, in the context of Heksher Lakabal Tuma, it's talking about Zera Zerua. As you plant it, it still has the Shomrim on, it still talks there about items becoming tameh. Tosfos says, Chita b'kleipasa, v'had da'amar b'sof k'subis, but it says in the end of k'subis, Chita shenikbara aruma, a chita, it's kavachomer from by Tchias HaMesim, there. A wheat kernel that's buried in the ground, naked, what do you mean? It says here that you put it in with this klipa. Hachika amar, af kishenikbara aruma, yotza b'kama levushin. If you would put it in the ground, normally you put it in the ground with a shell, but even if you would put the chita in the ground without a chaff or a shell, it would come out, so too, kal v'chomer, to Tchias Hames. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with the Tumah Chamura, B'Hashem, tomorrow's daf, as we get into different details of Tumah V'Tahara.